Willa Reisinger for the Cardinals. Reisinger, number 8, the sophomore pitcher for Chippewa. Ty seeing themselves 5 deep, and Jared Faraday says he expects all of those pitchers to pitch at some point today. Defensively, Lauren Shepard catching, Allie Geist at first, Michael Burrow at second, Kenneth Johnston at third, and Emma McElwam is your third baseman. Meanwhile, in the outfield, Olivia Sanborn in left, Paige Steinmetz in center, and Georgia Romanowski in right. Sophie Girard, the second baseman, to lead it off, followed by Sophie Hermes, the shortstop, and Paige Wingard, the left fielder for Kimberly. And Sophie Girard, a diminutive one, stepping in the leadoff. Not much of a strike zone on Sophie.
No, she's pretty small.
Hitting
quick, maybe, huh?
Yeah, hitting from the right side in that leadoff spot. And she loops one into the infield, and it's caught by the shortstop Johnston for out number one.
Went after the first pitch aggressively, but didn't quite make good contact. And a little pop-up to shortstop.
One down, and on that pop-up, and it brings up Sophie Hermes, the shortstop, hitting from the left side for Kimberly. Nothing game. Bunt attempt laid down third base side, fielded by McElwam. She'll throw it over to first. Not in time. So the second bunt single of this game, the first one for Kimberly. And want to be ready for the steal here as Paige Wingard comes up, the left fielder hitting from the right side.
Hermie showed her speed on that, so she is probably a good one that could get a good jump and possibly steal second.
And a ball high, 1-0. Early on, it's very early. It feels like the umpire is kind of a lower strike zone. Would you see that?
I do see that, yes. Yeah. Well, a couple times we thought it was a ball and called strike. Consistent.
Yeah. And the 1-0 pitch. And this one ground foul on the third base side. The rest of the lineup, the designated player, the freshman, Paige Schreck. She must be quite a player. She hits cleanup. Typically, she's a pitcher that maybe they're saving for another game. She's Catherine Van Handel, also the right fielder. Nevaeh Hennick, the catcher. And this one to the shallow left field. Sanborn under it. He'll make the catch for out number two. And Paige Schreck now, the designated player. Just a freshman. But really saying something, right? Your freshman cleanup hitter and pitcher?
Yes, she's probably got a pretty bright future if this is where we're playing her this young.
And this one grounded towards second and Burrow. Burrow's going to get it as the runner goes by, and runner retired. So pretty quick here in the first. It's Kimberly Strands one. At the end of one at the Cardinal Invitational, it's Chahai and Kimberly scoreless on WDOGO Sports.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated, the highest quality and longest lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Incorporated, always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. And Bauer hits one to right field. First ball hitting, and it's going to be grabbed out there by Catherine Van Handel for out number one. So a fly out to right. And again, not a lot of pitches for either squad here the way this is unfolding.
No, batters are being pretty aggressive.
And now it brings up Allie Geist, the first baseman, hitting from the right side with one down, top of the second. It's ball one, 1-0 to the looking Allie Geist. With Emma McElwam on deck for the Cards here.
Geist betting 305 in the season. 391 OSB.
Ball low. 2-0 to Geist. Showed some home run power early in the season. And we've had a little bit of a lineup shift here. We saw in game two the other day, continuing with Bauer in front of her and then Geist further back. Is the count now 3-0 to Geist. Early part of this contest. First of three games today. Ball low, take your base. So on four pitches, Allie Geist walks here to start the second inning. And the first walk for Ellestad. And it brings up Emma McElwam, the Cardinal third baseman, also hitting from the right side.
Emma's average is 382, on base percentage of 404.
Called strike. One on, one out, and one strike to Emma McElwam with Georgia Romanowski at the nine spot on deck. Ground ball, second base side, gloved over there, toss over to first, easy out, and the scoop by Gerard to Thayer, and in the process, Geist advances to second with two out, score that 4-3, and Georgia Romanowski now, the Cardinal freshman right fielder. Also hitting from the right side. Romanowski, the pitch. Called strike. Inside, pretty good pitch that time from the sophomore Ellestad. Bella Ellestad, right-handed thrower. The 0-1 pitch, way high. So Geist, the go-ahead run at second in a scoreless tie. Just underway here at the Cardinal Invitational at Casper Park. These amazing facilities allow for this unique tournament to take place. Ball high. 2-1 to the looking Romanowski.
Romanowski's batting 308 this season so far.
The 2-1 pitch from Ellestad down low. 3-1 now. So Ellestad's had some control problems walking Geist earlier in the inning. Got Bauer to fly out and McElwam to ground out to second. The 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Cardinals had those big offensive numbers. We got kind of spoiled, used to it. But again, who the pitcher is matters. And run into the D.C. Everest pitcher, split the doubleheader there. And New Richmond the other day beating them 5-2 in eight innings and 8-4. The 3-2 pitch, swing, and strike three. So the Cardinals retired, stranding a runner at second in the middle of two. It's Chahai and Kimberly still scoreless on WOGO Sports.
Don't wait. Save smarter with a 5.15% annual percentage yield 9-month certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 5.15% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 5.15% 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate515. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 4/26/24. Insured by NCUA.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
All right, so the right fielder, Van Handel, now for Kimberly in just the bottom half of the second inning. Takes some getting used to as ball one to be thinking, all right, first game here, but yeah, Chahai, the visiting team here, but, you know, showing some good hospitality, I guess, or maybe they did a coin flip, I don't know.
I don't know how they make that decision.
Van Handel hitting from the right side, number 32. Looks at the ball, 2-0. Willa Reisinger, the pitcher in game one. Jared Faraday said, yeah, you could probably expect to see all five pitchers today. Violet McElwain and company. Keithron, Delaney Barrow. There's a little tapper, a third base side. Going to be a tough play for McElwain. She'll throw over to first, not in time. So it wasn't a bunt, but just a little tapper in front of home plate on the third base side that goes for a single, a weak single, but it gets her on base for Van Handel, the right fielder. And Nevaeh Hennick now, the catcher, coming up. Just underway here today. Bottom half of the second, and the ground ball foul on the third base side. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you on County Highway I in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page, and you're telling me Annie's getting married today.
She is. This is her wedding day. What a beautiful day for her wedding.
Absolutely. Gorgeous. Nevaeh Hennick, the catcher now, 0-1, and looks to bunt, and the ball was high, 1-1. Then handle it first. Nobody out here for Kimberly. Bottom half of inning number two. The Cardinals, well, obviously, I mean, it goes without saying, they'd love to win this game, but you win, you get the winner of Kenosha, Bradford, and Middleton. And this one hit foul on the third base side. And I guess Bradford undefeated, one of the top-ranked teams in the state. But Kaukauna, I mean, who can argue? 100 straight wins with an 11-1 win over this very Kimberly team yesterday.
That is an impressive program. And they just keep bringing more.
I guess. There's an off-speed pitch, and that one makes the count 2-2. A little bit high from Reisinger. You got the two freshman pitchers, Reisinger, the sophomore, McKeithren, a senior. And this one fouled off. Chloe Beasy is on deck. 304. Designated. Well, let's see, she's not the designated player. She's the third baseman. This off-speed pitch gets her to go, and I'm going to say she did not get a tick, though. But what is that? The third
baseman, Chloe Beasy. She kind of took off, just I think out of habit to first base, but
oh, yeah.
It's occupied and the ball was
right,
gone.
Right. 1-2-5. So I didn't get, what was the official determination with Hennick then? She struck out?
Correct. First out.
Ball low, and now a stolen base attempt to throw to shortstop, and it gets into the outfield, deflecting off the glove of Johnston. And runner safe at second, Van Handel, with one out. And Beast facing a count of 1-0. With Willie Reisinger, the sophomore pitcher, facing the 1-0 count. Runner in scoring position at second. Looks at a ball, 2-0. I don't know. I'm having a little bit of challenge trying to figure out the strike zone.
That one, I heard people behind us, too, go, ooh.
No. Here's the 2-0 pitch, and that's clearly a ball high, 3-0. So Reisinger getting things going. The other day we had McElwain and McKeithren, the pitchers. McElwain went in to the eighth before Barrow came in, and Barrow came in relief of McKeithren as well. There's a called strike, 3-1, with the red light on for Beast, the third baseman. I got to just say, I got the pronunciations from Coach Mix earlier. I did not have it on paper. They had the rosters at that point, so I wasn't able to. So I got to go over to that bench and just clarify the pronunciations. B-I-E-S-E. And so I'm going with Beast. We want to be as correct as possible, as often as possible. 3-1 pitch now to the third baseman for Kimberly. And a called strike, too. All right, well, I do know, in general, he likes it low. So that's
right. And that pitch looks similar to one that
right.
I can see where the where Beast would be a little bit confused because it was a similar pitch to before that was a ball.
Yeah.
Makes it a little bit challenging as a hitter, but he's been pretty
the
3-2 consistent.
Pitch, and that's a ball low. So take your base as the walk from Reisinger, and it brings up Zoe Thayer, the first baseman.
Creates a force on every base, so not a horrible walk for the Cards.
Right. No, that's a good point. So runners at first and second with only one out for Zoe Thayer, the first baseman, hitting the eighth spot. And she hits one foul, 0-1. Has that small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack? Call White City Glass today, serving all of Western Wisconsin. Mark Halverson, Tammy Slowiak with you. Elena Halverson back at our WOGO studio all day long. Not one, not two, but three games. Off-speed pitch tap, third base side. McElwam's got it. She's going to go over to first, and she throws it high. Runner's going to round third and head for home and score. And runners at second and third, and a run in for Kimberly on the error by McElwam. Again, I don't know. How did you view that one? With the grounder, and we had the runners going. I mean, I guess without exactly seeing it, I don't know. Was there not a force out at second?
No, she got pulled up a little bit on third base, and then I heard Coach say, your feet need to be set. She threw it kind of quick, and then obviously was high over at first,
Yeah. Advancing
runners.
So 1-0, and now runners at second and third, and there's a called strike to the nine hitter, Addie Parrish, the center fielder. So forget the force that was in place earlier where Tammy said, and now you got runners at second and third, and there's a ball 1-1 to Parrish with the leadoff hitter Gerard on deck. So Kimberly off that 11-1 loss to Kaukauna, leading Chippewa 1-0 here in the bottom of the second of this Cardinal Invitational. Chahai Bat's going to need to awaken here. There's a ball low and a good stop by Shepard. Here comes the runner and the tag. And, oh, great hustle by Kimberly to get the run as Chloe Weiss was not going to be stopped. Again, it just sort of popped away from Shepard. But seeing that opportunity from 60 feet away and going was Weiss able to get in and Thayer to third. And so now it's 2-0, Kimberly.
It was a good read. It was a risky move, but she really didn't have any issues getting in safe.
So 2-0, Kimberly, and just one out with a runner at third. There's a ball high, and the count 3-1 now. So 3-1, Kimberly up 2-0. Runner at third is Thayer. Parrish, the nine hitter in their order here in the bottom of the second. The 3-1 pitch is low from Reisinger, so her second walk of the inning. And a free pass for Parrish puts up Sophie Gerard, the second baseman, who popped out to short her first at bat. So a bit of a hole, but again, those Cardinal bats have been booming this season. We're going to need them to boom some more. Trying to cut the rally off here with only one out. There's a ball low. 1-0 to looking Sophie Gerard there with Reisinger having walked two already and two in for Kimberly in the bottom half of two at this Cardinal Invitational. The pitch, ball low, 2-0. Some control issues for Willow right now.
Correct. Got runners on first and third potential.
Right.
With the
double
count,
steal.
And with the count this way, we could be seeing a steal here to second. Yeah. See how the cards handle
okay.
That.
2-0 count. And there's a called strike. Tammy was playing Tony Romo there, predicting what would happen.
I didn't do so well.
They chose not to go. 2-1 now to the looking Sophie Gerard. Popped out to shorter first time. Be nice to have her hit into a double play here. Ball misses 3-1. So Reisinger, the sophomore, trying to find the strike zone here, has walked two already, but there's been there was that weak single down the third baseline, remember, as well. And that's it. That was the only hit of the inning. The 3-1 pitch. And this one over the head of the third baseman on the infield. And that's going to score one, make it 3-0, Kimberly. And runners at first and second on the single by Gerard. Again, not a power hit at all, Tammy, but they lead it 3-0.
No, that was almost from the right side, and it wasn't a slap hit, but that's kind of how a slap hitter would behave in terms of dropping it in just at the edge of the dirt and the grass. It's a tough spot to play defense for.
So Sophie Hermes now the shortstop, and still only one out. Hitting from the left side, Hermes, the shortstop. Throw right, hit left. The pitch, low, 1-0. Well, there have been no conferences. The coach is kind of letting Reisinger go through this right now. But three runs already in for Kimberly in the inning. There have been two weak hits, really, I think it's fair to say. And this one ground foul on the first base side. But again, there's a lot of game left, right?
There is a lot of game left. We're in the second inning, and there's no clock.
There is no clock. The sport that still maintains that. Count 1-1 to Sophie Hermes. There it is. And this one hit to center field. Steinmetz has it measured well for out number two. And she gets it in, and the runners hold. So a fly out to center for Hermes. And now Paige Wingard, the left fielder, number 14. Yeah, it looked like in the spelling I had it was Gore, Wingard, but it's G-A-A-R-D. And so Wingard, I can hear Dave Hansen, our public address announcer today. They don't come any better than Dave. There's the ball high, 1-0 to Wingard. The left fielder for Kimberly. Leading 3-0 here, bottom of two. Called strike, 1-1. Now, if you had me guess without knowing, I wouldn't have been off guard if you would have called that a ball based on the strike zone
right.
I'd seen.
Right.
Glad to have the strike. But here we go. The 1-1 pitch, off-speed pitch, and hit to third. McElwain's got it. Throw over to first is in time over to Geist for the out. But not before Kimberly scores three times, and they strand one. And at the end of two, at the Cardinal Invitational, it's Kimberly 3, Chahai nothing on WOGO Sports.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Quality propane and fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial, Quality Propane brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490 or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Mark Halverson and Tammy Slowiak here at Casper Park, Chippewa Falls. The first of three games today, and the Cardinals trailing Kimberly 3-0 with now the top of the order in Johnston, Sanborn, and Steinmetz. And Johnston hits one to left center field, gives it a long run, and it's caught by the left fielder. A long run for Paige Wingard for the flyout from Johnston. Pretty good stick, but good grab.
Yeah, she made great contact. That was a little bit to left center. Both the center fielder and left fielder made a run for it and made a nice catch.
So want to hit them where they ain't. The Cardinals one down now in the top half of the third with Sanborn and Paige Steinmetz on deck. Sanborn hitting from that left side. Looks at the ball high, 1-0. Three nothing Kimberly. And we've got two other games going on right now. Westosha Central didn't make it. There's a bunt attempt, and it's caught by the pitcher. Fantastic grab. Diving forward, Bella Ellistad, the sophomore, to make the grab and steal away a potential hit from Sanborn.
It was a good read on that. She kind of wasn't sure she was going to give it a go or not, but she kind of extended nicely and made a nice catch.
So hitting from the right side now, Steinmetz, and the Cards looking for any kind of offense. It's, it all happens with two. Here we go. Steinmetz had a homer yesterday, a couple of days ago. A solo shot is called strike one there from Ellistad. And that removed the goose egg for the Cards in game two. There's a ball high, 1-1. The Cards were able to get three more runs in the top of the seventh, too little, too late, and lost that game to New Richmond 8-4. But I was incorrect the other day in saying Santapol was, it was actually obviously the Yoakum who came in relief. She's the one headed to Bemidji State. So my apologies on that. I was kind of like, oh, the starting pitcher, that must be the one going out. I was wrong. So verify your facts, I guess. 2-1 count to Steinmetz now. The pitch, fastball, and that one misses 3-1. Steinmetz with Shepherd on deck. See if these two can hit some back-to-back among some good hits the other day in game one. And there's one to right center, kind of slicing. underneath it. The fielder comes over and makes a grab. So good defense throughout the inning for Kimberly as Van Handel makes the catch in right. And three good catches for Kimberly. Their defense shining brightly. The middle of three from the Cardinal Invitational is still Kimberly 3 and Chai nothing on WOGO Sports.
Friday, May 24th, Chippewa Falls High School presents its 2024 drive-in graduation, exclusively on WOGO Radio. The action starts at 5 p.m. on 103.1 FM and WOGO.com with pomp and circumstance, sports highlights, valedictorian speeches, presentation of diplomas, and the school song, May 24th at 5 p.m. Event schedule at WOGO.com. Thank you to our incredible sponsors, including State Farm Jeff Flagg Agency, Ashley Construction, and Vincent Toole of Chippewa Falls.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Chai trailing 3-0 here, bottom of three. Still a lot of time looking for these bats to get going at some point, but right now you got to play defense. And the ball fouled off, and it's Paige Schreck, the freshman designated player in the cleanup spot, followed by Catherine Van Handel and Nevaeh Hennick, the 4, 5, and 6 hitters. And Tammy and I are going to get the rally started, I'll tell you what, in the fourth
that's
inning.
That's right. If we were wearing hats, we'd turn them around.
That's right. There's a little check swing fouled on the third base side. Here's the thing, though, right now. All right, listen, you can't score right now, but you got to stop the other team. And that's where, like, we've had enough, right? I mean, three runs, we've got to stop it there.
Right.
And then try to make our move.
We got to get some base runners on first.
Yeah.
And then limit errors, obviously, in getting runners on for...
High pop-up, look out behind us, and there it is. I always get concerned somebody's going to get bonked in the head not looking, you know.
Right. So.
I guess four should be not only applicable to golf, but softball.
It should be. And people say heads up, right?
Really right.
Not heads up.
I know. Heads up, you can smash in the face. There's a little tap route to the pitcher. Reisinger's got to throw over to first for the out. So Schreck retired for the second time today, hitting out 1-3, and it brings up Catherine Van Handel, the right fielder, who singled her first time. But we were saying, you know, all three of the catches were good defensive plays. The last inning, Paige Wingard made a long run on the leadoff hit by Johnston, the Cardinals' shortstop. And then the hit by Sanborn, had that bounced, it would have been probably a tough play to get her at
first.
And it didn't. It was a ball 1-0 to Van Handel. And it was a diving catch by the pitcher on the infield. And really, she made a terrific play. And then finally, you could tell the wind was affecting the ball that was hit by Steinmetz to right field, swing and a miss. 1-1 to Van Handel. And then Van Handel able to come up with it. So, again, that defensive excellence, something that Chai is certainly capable of, but does have one error already. So the off-speed pitch called for a strike, 1-2 now. And again, you know, truly looking at that inning, I mean, those walks hurt, and they do at any level, right?
I mean,
it doesn't matter, softball, baseball, high school, college, or pro. I mean, the new veteran manager, Pat Murphy, who for a long time was the swing and a miss, strike three. So there's the K. The long time was obviously the assistant for Craig Council, but used to be the head coach at Notre Dame. And, I mean, just you could tell he doesn't have a real tolerance for the walks,
no,
right?
No, well, and, you know, common comment when you're watching is if you walk a leadoff batter or a lot of times a batter even at the lower part of the order, those are the people that you want to go after.
Yeah, for sure. And two out, and there's the wild pitch with nobody on base. So doesn't score as a wild pitch, but nonetheless, Hennick is the hitter, the catcher. She struck out in her only appearance. 3-0 ball game. Chai looking to get out of this. Two down already, the first two. Swing and a miss. 1-1 to Hennick. The number 6 hitter for Coach Chad Mix's Kimberly squad. Kimberly about 140 students more than Chai. Chai about 1454 and Kimberly at 1595. It's another one that gets away from Shepard. Yeah, it's fine if they get away, I guess, but nobody's on base, right?
Right.
Get those out of your system.
You know, and I think the pitcher gets to know the umpire's strike zone, and this ump has a lower strike zone, and throwing those can be a little bit more challenging for both your catcher as well as your pitcher trying to hit that low spot.
The 2-1 pitch, and the tapper third base, McElwam's got a throw over to first. It's going to be low, and it gets by the first baseman. Second throwing error on McElwam this game, and the runner safe at first, Hennick. And with two out now, it brings up Chloe Bice for the third baseman for Kimberly. She walked her first time. And are we going to get a pinch runner here? Hennick is standing at first right now.
For the catcher, probably with two outs.
Yeah. It's going to be number 11, Brecken Ludke, a freshman. So Ludke pinch running for the catcher, Hennick. And it brings up Chloe Bice. Willa Reisinger now with the runner at first on the errant throw. And there's a called first pitch for strike one to Bice, who walked her first time. One of two walks in the last inning. Bottom half of the three. They're getting through the lineup pretty good here, Kimberly. And this one hit high in the air. It looks to be playable in foul territory, and Johnston makes the catch for the Cards. Kimberly strands one and through three at the Cardinal Invitational. It's Kimberly still leading Chi High 3-0 on WOGO Sports.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
All right, we're going to get things started here in the top half of the fourth for the Cardinals. Lauren Shepard, Michael Burrow, and Bauer, McKenna Bauer for Chippewa Falls. And what do you say, rally time?
It's time. It's time to get some runners on one at a time, be maybe a selective on the pitches and work the pitcher a little bit.
And the first pitch, ball one to Shepard, who ground out to third her first time. Hitting from the right side, Shepard. Very gaudy numbers on the season. And a called strike. 1-1. Now, I was given the average, the on-base percentage, and even the OPS the other day, the combination of the on-base as well as the slugging. And just, it was over 1.6 for Shepard as she fouls it off.
She is, yeah. Her average now is .486.
Yeah.
On-base, .536.
How about the OPS?
OPS is 1.5.
Yeah, so it dropped a little bit the other day, but
36 hits on the season, which leads the team.
9 homers.
Correct.
The pitch off speed.
40 RBIs. Misses.
2-2 now to Shepard. Counting on the catcher to get things going here. A leadoff hit is huge, right? I mean, you get that runner on with all three outs to work with, and that just, it'd be a... I'm sure you'd look at the metrics. It really increases your chances of scoring. 3 balls and 2 strikes now. Full count to Shepard, the cleanup hitter. 4, 5, and 6 here for the Cardinals. And we want to win and stay here in this field. So we're saying, come on, go, Cardinals, go. Down 3-0. Ground ball hit deep and short. Glove back there. A long toss. Not going to get there in time. And so a good infield single for Shepard to start things in the fourth. There you go.
That's where we start.
Yep. Yeah, the good defense. Again, they've got a solid defense. Sovi Hermes going way deep, but that's a long throw to make, and she did try to make it, but there was really no chance to catch Shepard. So a leadoff runner on with nobody out, and the right-handed hitting Michael Burrow, the Cardinals' talented second baseman. She looks at a strike, 0-1. Burrow grounded out to third, her first time. Remember, we had three straight players in the 3, 4, and 5 grounded to third. Against Bella Ellestad, the sophomore pitcher, right-hander for Kimberly. Ball misses 1-1 to Burrow. Michael plays a solid second base, and a good stick in the 5 spot for the Cards. And another great second baseman from days gone by, Tara Miller, here today. And there's a ball missing 2-1.
It's nice to see alum here behind us.
Yeah.
We have a fair number. We got Becky Davis in the stands.
Right.
And Katrina Nelson, who played for me.
I remember her. She was a great player.
She was a very good player.
Foul down the third baseline. I remember Katrina, I want to say, either left or center.
She played both.
Okay.
Mostly left field. She's very quick. She was
left-handed
a slap hitter. Left-handed hitter. And left-handed both.
Is she your leadoff?
She was my leadoff. Yeah.
Yeah. She was a terrific player. Yeah. Something to see these players after 20 years, you know.
Is that how long it
was? Yeah, swing and a miss. And that does it for Burrow. So one out, one on for the Cardinals. And it brings up McKenna Bauer. Bauer in that designated player role, hitting in place of Reisinger. Bauer, ball low, 1-0. Bauer, they've kind of juggled the batting order a little bit, so she's hitting in front of Geist. Game one of the doubleheader the other day, and prior to that, Geist had been the sixth hitter, it seemed. Second strikeout of the game for Ellestad a moment ago, and the count now 1-0 to Bauer. Looks at a called strike, 1-1.
Bauer's hitting .379 on this season with an on-base percentage of .404, OPS of .929.
And there's the ball low. 2-1 now. So McKenna Bauer with Allie Geist on deck. Bauer had flown out to right her first time. Ahead in the count, 2-1. The pitch. Ball high, 3-1. 3-1 to Bauer from Bella Ellestad. Kimberly leading 3-0, top half of the fourth, the Cardinal Invitational. Kenosha Bradford and Middleton also playing, and the winner of that one meets the winner of this one. Game two around 1 o'clock. Ground ball foul, third base side, and now count goes full, 3-2. But still only one out.
See them swinging at the lower pitches. That was a low pitch, but again, not so sure how that would have been called.
Yeah.
So fighting that one off.
Right. Second time through the order here for the Cardinals. The 3-2 pitch, and hit pretty well to center field, but the center fielder has a beat on it, and the catch by Parrish, and two are out. Well, it was well hit, but, you know, if it could have been the left center or right center, but good grab by Parrish out there for out number two.
It was a good at-bat, quality at-bat, and one step back and right to the glove.
So two are down, and now Allie Geist, we're looking to her here. If we're going to get any runs, runner's still at first. And this one, a solid shot back up the middle. Glove there by the shortstop. She'll try to go to first. An errant throw will allow the runner to advance from second to third. The throw, and she's out at third. So trying to advance, Lauren Shepard was safe at second as the player rather than get the force. The shortstop, Hermes, tried to make the throw. There was an error on that one. And then, though, from first as they reattained the ball, getting to third and throwing out Shepard to end the rally. And the top half of the fourth for the Cards. In the middle of four from the Cardinal Invitational at Casper, it's Kimberly 3, Chihai nothing on WOGO Sports.
Ouch.
Back in a minute.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most. Improving your quality of life. And now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck. And that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford
to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
So a crazy play to end the top half of the fourth for Chippewa as, again, it was a ball kind of deep infield at second base, and we both thought Hermes was going to tag second. She didn't, and she tried to make the so, again, you know, I'm not sure. I'm trying to describe the action, so I'm not completely clear. But now we go to the bottom of the fourth, and the car's still down 3-0 as Reisinger throws a strike to start the inning. Zoe Thayer, Addie Parrish at the top of the order. Sophie Girard, the 8, 9, and 1 hitters for Kimberly, leading Chippewa 3-0. And this one, a ground ball, second base. Burrow's going to come up on it. She'll make the easy underhanded toss over to first to Geist for out number one, 4-3. But I don't know about you as Parrish comes up, but in my mind at least, I thought, you know, we aspire for Chahai, and I love the high standards of this program. I was talking with someone who saw Chahai's practice recently and go, wow, it was impressed by the way they run it, different stations and things. And there's a ball missing 1-0. And so, obviously, great aspirations. The Cardinals have won a title years ago and have made a number of appearances at state, have been to the championship game. And so, I mean, I think it's kind of like what you hear with the Packers every year. It's like the goal is a Super Bowl. A solid shot to right field, going to get in there for a single in front of Romanowski. And so Parrish is aboard. So I'm going to just say that though Kakana's won 100 in a row and we're coming off a doubleheader sweep, when I saw Kakana had beat Kimberly 11-1, my mind was, this is a measuring stick game. And so for Chahai to be trailing 3-0 to the team that,
right.
But you know, it is what it is, right? And every it game is different.
And everything is different because you're looking at different pitchers.
Right, right.
You don't know, you know, even what led up to that game. There's just, there's a lot of factors that come into play.
A ball misses to Sophie Girard, the leadoff hitter. 1-0 now from Willa Reisinger here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Girard has popped out to short and singled 1-for-2 with an RBI. Pitch from Reisinger grounded between short and third for a base hit to left. So Kimberly now seems to be figuring out Reisinger a bit more successfully as they put runners at first and second. And one out for Sophie Hermes, the shortstop and number two hitter, who has singled and flown out to center, hitting from the left side. Again, from a Chai perspective, you're like, three is enough. We haven't scored one run yet. We can't be allowing them to score more. And this one hit to right field and deep. Romanowski going back, and it's over her head. It hit her on the back. And now she'll retrieve the ball. She'll throw it in. One run is in. The throw to the plate is high over the head of Shepard. Two runs is in with runners at second and third, and Kimberly leads it 4-0. So, Tammy, what did you see there, Romanowski there? She's going back. It was a very well-hit ball, and then it hit her on the back.
It was. It looked like she had a hard time tracking it, so she got out there and didn't get herself turned around, so then she almost tried to do an over-the-shoulder catch.
Right.
Didn't seem real certain where the ball was anyway, so it would have been a pretty amazing catch had she made that in that position. And then got it in quickly.
Yeah.
But the throw home was high, obviously.
Right, yeah, I didn't think they were going to get her. As Wingard, the left fielder, comes up now with a count of 0-1 to Reisinger. 4-0, Kimberly runners at second and third, and there's a ball low, 1-0, or 1-1. So I don't know, how would you, can we collectively try to decide, was that an error on Reisinger, on Romanowski?
I'd say that a hit would be...
Single?
Yeah.
Single and an extra base.
The
yeah.
extra base would be yeah. an errant throw.
Yep. Count goes to 2-1 now to Wingard, the left fielder, who has flown out and ground out to third, so she's 0-for-2. There's a nice pitch by Reisinger, making the count 2-2. Again, with those runners at second and third and only one out, you got first base open to create a force out, but at this point, the car's just looking to get an out anyway and try to limit the pain and the deficit of 4-0. Swing and a miss, strike three. A huge, huge strikeout for Reisinger, her third of the day, but that was giant, Tammy.
That was big. The momentum-wise, with runners in scoring position, and to go down swinging,
yeah,
it was a big swing.
Go figure. And this is where the unpredictability of sports is why you and I are both fans, because Wingard is now 0-3 and Shrek is 0-2 as she looks at a ball. But, I mean, a lot of the rest of the lineup has got on in some way, be it a hit, a walk, or an error. But the,
right.
the important spots that are so highly thought of, 3 and 4, are collectively 0-5. And she looks at ball 2. 2-0 now with Reisinger charging the plate as the ball that briefly scooted away from Shepard. All right, well, the Cardinals got 9 outs to work with, trailing 4-0. But 2 are out, 2 on, runners in scoring position at 2nd and 3rd. And any way to get the cleanup hitter, the freshman Shrek. There's a ball low, and again, keep it in front of her, Shepard. And the count now, 3-0 to Shepard. 3-0. So I don't know. Do you just give her a free pass? I mean, she's 0-2. Van Handel's on deck, who singled and struck out. You get the force out, which is nice, potentially.
Right.
The 3-0 pitch. That's a fastball for a... Oh, I thought that wasn't a strike.
I guess not.
That was so juicy looking. Okay, that was a walk. That was a ball. All right, well, that's not all bad. You get that force out. We talk about that.
Right.
Runners at first, second, and third here for Kimberly, but the third walk, and this is an important out for Van Handel. She has singled and struck out. The pitch from Reisinger. Ground ball to second base. Burrows got it. Good job. Throw over to first in time for the out. So Kimberly scores 1, strands 3, through 4th, the Cardinal Invitational at Casper. It's the Papermakers 4 and Chai nothing on WOGO Sports.
Don't wait. Save smarter with a 5.15% annual percentage yield 9-month certificate from Royal Credit Union.
Apologize for the English. So Vice is aboard, and it brings up the right-handed hitting Thayer, the first baseman. And there's a ball low. And I'm kind of doubting myself because just the numbers for, I had her as number 19, but this is Taylor Plass. So Taylor Plass has checked in. 17 in terms of night. So that's why I'm on top of that at least.
Good catch.
Yeah, thank you. Taylor Plass now, we can let you know about her. Taylor is a senior first baseman. There's a ball high, 2-1. So it had been Thayer. It's now Plass. With the 2-1 count against Willa Reisinger. Shanghai down 4-1 here, bottom of 5. Plass looks at a ball, 3-1. So there may have been some substitutions earlier, but anyhow. Addie Parrish, the center fielder, on deck, barring another substitution. The 3-1 pitch. Plass looks at a strike, so the count goes to 3-2. Plass has the kind of the frame of a first baseman, right?
She you want does. Somebody I was thinking able
to make that reach?
I was thinking the same thing. She's tall.
Looks like she would have power, and there's a little tapper, and McElwain's going to get it. Third base side, fires it over to first in time to Geist for the out, allowing the runner to advance to second. But score that 5-3, and the runner, Bice, moves to second with 2 out, and it brings up Addie Parrish, the center fielder. Yeah, it's been some good defense by Kimberly, and that's important. I mean, nobody would argue that it starts with pitching, whatever percent of the game pitching is, softball or baseball, 70%, 90%.
But, right.
But then certainly your defense is so, so, so important, and we've talked about it with Chai too, and their success. There's a called strike. But the Cards really, I mean, with losing the doubleheader, they split some doubleheaders, but first time they've been swept all year, and now at risk of losing their third straight game.
Right, it'll be...
Off-speed pitch. That's a called strike, too, from Willa Reisinger to Addie Parrish.
Nice. It's a tournament where they get to turn around and have another crack. And
right.
This game is not over. And
nope.
They are a team that knows that the, it's not over till the last out.
Right, that's true. And a solid shot, base hit, past first base. The runner rounding third is going to dig and score for sliding in. And then the throw out to second from Shepard goes high, but the runner is going to go back to first base. 5-1 Kimberly and the RBI single by Parrish. And I'll tell you what, when your 9 hitter hits a ball as solid as that, that's, again, another impressive part about this Kimberly team. Don't be fooled by that 10-9 record. I mean, this is a good team.
It really is. They're very consistent, limited errors, and hitting the ball really spraying the field pretty well.
Yeah, I would say good enough. Not dominant pitching, right, but good enough. The fielding's been excellent. I mean, they had an error, but there's a ball low, 1-0 from Rising here, and another run in. And so, again, doing it over, they had three in the second, one in the fourth, another one in the fifth. And certainly, we were preaching from our standpoint here, like, hey, try to keep it at three. The ball low. It's easier said than done. I understand that.
Right.
And back to Sophie Girard. She has popped out to short, singled twice with an RBI. Has not scored yet, though. Girard. Ball 3-0 now to Girard. 3-0 to Girard with another Sophie. Hermes, the shortstop, on deck. Kimberly with two out. Runner at first. Called strike, 3-1. So Reisinger rallying there. There was two outs, and both to third base and McElwam, and then Addie Parrish with a huge single, scoring the runner from second, Bice. And then the walk now to Girard. So the fourth walk of the game versus three strikeouts for Reisinger. She's had some control issues now. First and second with two out, and again, just trying to end this, but it's challenging with the Sophie Hermes, who's had two singles, and that may be it for Reisinger. And that is for it for Willow today. The sophomore is done for the day. And for Chippewa Falls,
it's like Delaney Barrow coming in.
Delaney Barrow, she's been, that relief role is something that we've seen her talking with her dad, Josh, some, and both the other day in New Richmond and here today, and that relief role is something that they have called upon her a lot with. And so Delaney Barrow to come in, and so Reisinger goes 4 2/3 innings, striking out 3, walking 4. She gives up 5. Again, I apologize for not breaking down what's earned or unearned, but again, it gives up a total of 5 runs and 2 more that she's responsible for on base right now.
Reisinger's had an ERA this season of 4.2. Barrow coming in, and her ERA is 2.78.
All right. A little lower on that first pitch, looking good from Delaney, just a freshman. And the Grace Home Respiratory has a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental, and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. Mark Halverson and Tammy Slowiak with you here on WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Elena Halverson back at our WOGO studio on top of things there, as Delaney Barrow is done and ready to go now. Just a handful of warm-up pitches, and here we go. And there's a called strike right away, coming in, throwing strikes to Sophie Hermes. What is it that you've seen, and maybe this is too tough of a question, but that it's because it's a unique role and mindset to be the one who comes in relief, right? I mean, the pressure's on right away.
It is. It is. It really depends on.
And it's a smashed first base side, and it's going to score at least one and maybe two, and they come from a double, a solid double ripped by Hermes on the second pitch from Delaney Barrow, and the RBI there as the lead runner from second scoring. And that is Addie Parrish. So Parrish is in. It's now 6-1. And Sophie Girard getting to third and the double. And this one hit to center field. Steinmetz has it, but not before. Kimberly is retired, but not before they score two more. Strand two. After 5 from the Cardinal Invitational, Chi-High needs some runs. Trailing Kimberly 6-1 on WOGO Sports.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with 3 full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi-High and McDonald student-athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated, the highest quality and longest lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Incorporated, always proud to sponsor local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Mark Halverson, Tammy Slowiak here, top half of the sixth inning in the Cardinals. Middle part of the order, McKenna Bauer looks at strike one. Bauer, the designated player, has flown out to right and flown out to center. We're not looking for a pattern that she flies out to left, but how about a single? Bauer looks at the off-speed pitch, missing 1-1. It's Bauer, Geist, and McEwan, the 6, 7, and 8 hitters for the Cardinals, who trail at 6-1 now after Kimberly showing no mercy. They put two more runs on. You know, there's a ball missing. 2-1. Again, they lost to Kaukauna, the top-ranked team in the state, 11-1 last night. Kimberly did. And then coming here today, and this solid base hit, Bauer, and robbed. Robbed. It wouldn't look like a single, and Tammy can vouch for it, but Hermes, a diving stab at short to steal a hit away from Bauer. What a catch.
I'm curious to know if this is their, if this is normal for their defense. It is so impressive.
Yeah, right.
They are very, they're relentless.
Yeah, that was a great catch. I mean, that said single from the time it jumped off of her bat, and not to be, and now Allie Geist. And Allie rips one to center, and a catch is made out there by Addie Parrish. And again, they're making really nice catches. Yeah. Again, running catches and with confidence. And again, these are pretty solidly hit balls for the Cardinals, who again, the winner of this game, meeting the winner of undefeated Kenosha Bradford and Middleton. And the winner gets to stay here. And the ball fouled off by Emma McEwam, and the loser, including us, gets to move. Well, if it is Chippewa. But the Cards now down to their final four outs, trailing 6-1. And there's a ball missing. You know, I've never really thought about this, but just seeing this, there's different type of outs. I mean, you'd have to say, I mean, you can have a lazy fly ball out, but I mean, both of these outs were well hit balls.
They were. Solid.
And this one hit foul first base side, and the count 1-2 to McEwam. But, I mean, certainly the leadoff hit by Bauer, I mean, that just screamed single from the time it jumped off her bat, and then a diving catch in the infield by Hermes. And like you said, the running shoe-top catch made by the center fielder Parrish. And this one fouled off as McEwam stays alive. She's ground out to second and reached on an error on her third base counterpart, Chloe Bice. Cardinals in a hole, 6-1, they're down. Lost in New Richmond the other day, 5-2 in eight innings and 8-4. And trailing here 6-1 to Kimberly, the Papermakers. An off-speed pitch upstairs, misses 2-2. Georgia Romanowski on deck. And then the top of the order. Top half of six, Chihai functioning as the visiting team in this game. The 2-2 pitch, fouled off by McEwan.
She did a nice job battling those.
Yep.
Earning a quality at bat. See if she can get on base anyway here.
Anyway is right. A walk, an error, you name it. Bella Ellestad, there's a ball low. That was an obvious, but it hit her. It hit her foot. So she gets hit by a pitch, and she takes her base. So we said anyway, I didn't mention hit by a pitch. So there we go. Georgia Romanowski now with one on and two out. Everything happens with two here. How about we get at least to three here? We get at least to three going into and then hold them, and then some seventh inning heroics. And there's a swinging strike one.
I like your scripts.
Yeah, thank you. They're all very pro-Cardinal. It brings some good drama to the radio. Talk about a radioactive award.
There you go.
There's a tapper, third base side. Going to be a tough play. Throw over to first. It's not going to be in time. She's safe. Romanowski legging out that little tapper on the third base side. Gloved there by Bice, but could not make the play. And plays like that are really tough to throw the person out when they only got 60 feet to run, Tammy.
That's right. That's right. And good effort by the defense. But...
And again, anytime, you know, here's what's crazy, though, right? You had the outs of the solid shot, the deep short, and the running catch in shallow center field, but Romanowski gets a hit for that.
Right.
That's crazy.
It's not the way you train.
Kenna Johnston, she had a single her last time. I think she's seeing the sophomore Bella Ellestad really well now. And so she also had was hit by a pitch and flew out to left. So she's had three good at-bats today. And Johnson has smashed right to short for the out. It was, again, a line drive right at the shortstop, Hermes. So the Cards strand two in the middle of six. Chi High still trails Kimberly 6-1 at the Cardinal Invitational on WOGO Sports.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
To the bottom of six we go with Kimberly trying to add to a 6-1 lead. They have not been good visitors. I mean, we tried to be hospitable by letting them bat second and be the home team. And what do they do to show thanks? They score three in the second, one in the fourth, two in the fifth, and lead it 6-1 here on WOGO Sports. Mark Howerson, Tammy Slowiak, game one of three today, the Cardinal Invitational. And Delaney Barrow continuing as the Cardinal pitcher came in relief of Reisinger at the end of the last inning. This one tapped to short and glove there. Johnson throw to first is going to be in time for the out. And Paige Schreck, the cleanup hitter, is 0 for 3 on the day, had a walk. So the ground out 6-3, and it brings up Van Handel, the right fielder, who has singled and scored, struck out, and ground out to second in her three trips. And actually, we've got a different right fielder in now, and it's Brecken Ludke, the freshman. Brecken Ludke hitting from the right side. Swing and a miss, strike two. So again, it's kind of that, as one fan was telling me earlier, boy, we're going to lose a lot, but again, Chi, we don't do JV games on the radio, but, I mean, a lot of excellence there, and it's really throughout the program, and that's how you're able to say tradition never graduates. Is a looking third strike to Lutke, and the first strikeout for Barrow in this contest, Delaney Barrow. And it brings up Nevaeh Hennick. Hennick hitting from the right side. The catcher high in the air and out of play for strike one. One out, one on, and I've been used to saying one in for Kimberly, but not this inning. Actually, it's two out, right? Schreck was out. Yeah, two outs. I'm used to their innings lasting longer, all of these excuses, but all right. And this one, ground ball up the middle, and it gets by Johnson up the middle for a base hit. So there's the single. And Hennick is aboard. For the second time today, reached an error earlier. And again, Sophie Strike now. They said the right fielder. So getting the subs in is Coach Mix, and understandably, just challenging us in the broadcast end a little more. Sophie Strike, and Sophie is a junior, typically listed as a third baseman. And strike ahead in the count 1-0. And this one, little pop-up in the infield. Johnson comes up, makes a diving catch herself for a spectacular defensive play. So Kimberly strands one. We go to the seventh with the Cardinals trailing Kimberly 6-1 on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Don't wait. Save smarter with a 5.15% annual percentage yield 9-month certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 5.15% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 5.15% 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate515. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 4/26/24. Insured by NCUA.
Well, I agree with my friend Tammy Slowiak, who's just said, I'd love to see an exciting rally here. I would, too, as the Cardinals come out. But, hey, if you have a need for anything, glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, or new windshield, call the Glass Leaders, White City Glass. All right, for the 2, 3, and 4 hitters to start it off, it's Olivia Sanborn, Paige Steinmetz, and Lauren Shepard. And Sanborn hitting from the left side as she is singled, popped out to the pitcher, and flown out to right in her 3 trips. Again, facing Bella Ellestead, who's got the job done with a great defense behind her, and a called strike one. Cardinals in a big hole down, 6-1. But, hey, let's get things done here. Let's really stretch those outs. Let's bat through, huh?
That's right.
Batting through, that's the theme here.
Let's get our lead
up. There's
a
smash to the center field. It's going to get in there for a base hit. There you go. A wonderful single by Sanborn. I tell you what, she can hit it like that every time. That's fantastic. And that's in there. So Olivia, the leadoff, and now Paige Steinmetz. Cards down 5, but nobody out. Runner at first. We like to save some highlights. There have not been a lot of them here for the Cards. I have one down, one listed. And a swinging strike one for Steinmetz. That was her home run swing, I think.
I think so. I was thinking with some of these big hitters when they come up, are they thinking base hit or are they thinking
right.
Extra base hits?
Well, we know Willie Adames was thinking home run at Kansas City the other
this
night.
This is
when he
true.
Told the fans, I'm going to hit it out of here. Pulled a Babe Ruth. That's a called strike. 0-2 to Steinmetz now. She's ground out to third, flown out to right, and walked. The 0-2 pitch. This one to center field. The wind going to maybe wreak some havoc with it, but it's caught out there by Addie Parrish for out number one. So a fly out to center for Steinmetz, and it brings up Lauren Shepard. Ellestad has gone the distance, limiting the Cards to just one run. One on, one out for Shepard, the cleanup hitter, the catcher. Looks at the ball, missing 1-0. Shepard, the sophomore, has ground out to third and singled twice with an RBI. She has their lone RBI. 1-0 pitch to Shepard. Cardinals down 5. Looks at the ball, 2-0. 2-0 to Lauren with Michael Burrow on deck and McKenna Bauer in the hole. We need some base runners. Sunny, windy day. Temp's supposed to be in the upper 60s today. Gorgeous day for this. And this is a smash base hit between short and third. So two aboard for the Cardinals and Michael Burrow. Well, that's 3 straight singles for Shepard. She's getting on base. First and second for Chippewa, and it brings up Burrow. Burrow is ground out to third, struck out. She's ground out to third twice. So she's due.
She is due, and she's got it in her. She had played a solid defense today, had a fair number of outs, putouts.
Ground ball up the middle, and they're going to get the force at second. Throw over to first is is in time to get the double play. So it's the 6-3 double play, and that ends the game just like that. We thought we had a rally going. And Burrow hits into the 6-3 double play, and this contest over in the middle of 7. We're back with the postgame in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490. Stop by the office or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day. And when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Shanghai comes up short, losing 6-1. Ground ball up the middle, glove by Sophie Hermes, and tagging second with her foot, and then throwing it to first to beat out Michael Burrow. And you weren't necessarily sure she was out at first.
I wasn't sold on that. No, it was a close play, and I mean the umpire is right there, so I'm not going to question it too hard.
Yeah.
But I think it could have, if it was not called. I think the response from Kimberly, they looked surprised. So even that.
All right, so to just explain the way this tournament lays out here is Chippewa Falls loses to Kimberly 6-1. That means instead of staying here on the blue field, Chahai and we need to move for the orange field. So just tell you that it's, again, Chippewa Falls losing 6-1. Kenosha, Bradford, and Middleton. So whoever lost that game will be Chahai's opponent in the orange field. They say at 1 o'clock, so that gives a bit of a gap. Then also, earlier, Watertown had a bye. They're looking to get their first game of the day in against the winner of D.C. Everest and Superior as well on the red field. But what matters for us is orange, and that is where we are headed. In the meantime, when we come back in game two, we're going to tell you about a very special festivities are about to unfold here at Chippewa, but we'll tell you about that later. We have one highlight to share from this contest, but your thoughts on this game, and I think it was about the defense of Kimberly, right?
I was very impressed by Kimberly's, their fortitude. They never, even on a well-hit ball, they weren't going halfway.
Yeah.
And they were going to go for the out, the big play, and they got it, I think, every single time. Great catches.
Yeah.
Solid throws.
Absolutely. No, it was fantastic defense. There was one highlight that I had from that, and again, the Cards had one run, and so I'll try to bring that to you right now here on WDOGO. Shepherd's got a pretty wide stance. The pitch. She smashes one up the middle, and it's diving by the second baseman. Safe at second, and the run scored, and the Cardinals are on the board. So the one and only highlight for Chippewa in this first contest, but we've got more action to come here on WDOGO. All right, we'll take a break and throw it back to our WDOGO studios. We need to move to the orange field. Thanks so much for joining us. Chahai losing it. We'll put a wrap on this game and come back a little bit later, closer to 1 o'clock or shortly before that, actually,